Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. I'm going to read from the New International Version of the Bible. It says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." I'll take it again. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, New Living Translation of the Bible. It says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." I want to take a second reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11, New Living Translation of the Bible. It says, "I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time." Hallelujah. It says, it is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. Father, in the name of Jesus, inspire us as we share in your word tonight. Reveal yourself to us individually. Speak to us where we are. Speak to us in the situations of our lives, whatever it is that we are dealing with. And Father, give us understanding in the name of Jesus. Inspire us, instruct us, heal us, shift us with your word tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we worship you. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Tonight, I want to share again or continue a train of thought that we were looking at on Sunday. I made a statement on Sunday that I want to start with tonight. I said on Sunday that foolishness is not a permanent state of mind. Foolishness is not a permanent state of mind. It has a lot to do with the use of time. If you're the note-taking type, you want to write that down. Foolishness is not a permanent state of mind. It has a lot to do with the use of time. You know, Matthew chapter 25 talks about the 10 virgins, okay? And the Bible says that 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish, okay? Looking at it at first, you would think that, so 5 of them were wise because they were created wise, they were born wise, or perhaps born to wise parents, and then 5 were foolish because they were just foolish. No. They were not wise by default. They were wise because of what they did with time. When you look at that story closely, you would notice the 10 virgins did exactly the same thing. The 10 virgins experienced exactly the same thing. The difference is their timing. Good. So the 10 virgins went for the banquet. The 10 virgins bought oil. Okay, but 5 bought oil before going to the banquet. The other 5 decided to buy oil when they heard that the bridegroom had come. When you look at that story closely, you would notice the 10 of them experienced delay. So this is the issue. All of us may be going through the same situation, but we are not all in the same position. COVID-19 is ravaging the world, and we declare it is over with COVID-19 in Jesus' name. The coronavirus is run out of our universe. Okay, but see, the situation where we are right now is most of us are not moving out, okay? Some are sick already, and it will look like everybody is being afflicted. But this is my message tonight. What we are all going through is not the problem. How you are going through what you are going through is the issue. So 5 were wise because of what they did before the delay. The 5 foolish ones experienced delay. They all slept off. But when they heard the noise that the bridegroom had come, the 5 wise ones filled their lamps, and then the foolish ones were begging for oil, and the wise ones said, no, it's not going to be enough for all of us. Go and buy. So they had money and they went to buy. While they went to buy, the Bible said the bridegroom came, the 5 wise ones went into the banquet, and the foolish ones were not allowed to go into it. And so look at your life right now, whatever it is that you are dealing with, and ask yourself, am I wise or am I foolish? Am I making the most of this situation that I found myself in? I want us to look at another verse of scripture tonight. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 22, and verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, it says, "From Issachar, there were men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do." From Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. In other words, if you understand the season you are in, you will know exactly what to do. if you understand the season, if you understand what's going on. You see, what's happening physically is not all that there is that is going on right now. If you truly understand the times that you're in, you will know the step to take. You will know the direction to face. You will know how to respond. I'm reminded of the story of Zacchaeus in the Bible. The Bible said that Zacchaeus was a short man and he wanted to see Jesus. So picture this scenario. Everybody was thronging Jesus. Everybody wanted to see Jesus. Everybody wanted to touch Jesus. And then Zacchaeus, by wisdom, said, "Where is he going?" So while everybody was thronging Jesus in the moment, Zacchaeus went into the future. Okay, so when everybody was trying to touch Jesus, this short man was climbing a tree. He had no competition. And see, and that's what wisdom will do for you in this season. Your own path will be clear. There will be no struggle. There will be no competition. You will see what is coming. You will prepare for it. By the time everybody gets into where you are right now, you are at an advantage, they are at a disadvantage. Or better still, they will be faced with competition that you will not have. So Zacchaeus was climbing the tree when everybody was trying to touch Jesus. By the time Jesus got to the sycamore tree, the short man was perched on the tree at a vantage position to see Jesus and to be seen by Jesus. And like what happens to everybody who make the most of their moments, much more than what you plan for is what's going to happen. All he wanted was to see Jesus, but much more than that, he hosted Jesus that night. Because, you know, he ran in the wrong direction. Can I challenge you tonight to not think like everybody, to not say what everybody is saying, to not react or respond like everybody's reacting or responding, and to press into God in this season. Be sensitive to this season and ask yourself, what am I supposed to do with this moment of my life, with this season of my life? Another verse of scripture is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to verse 17. Let me read it to you from the New Living Translation of the Bible. Sorry. It says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise." Can you see that train of thought now? Wisdom is not a default setting. Wisdom is not a permanent state of mind. It is actually what you do with time. So the Bible says, be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but live like those who are wise. Verse 16, how do wise people live? It says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. I don't know if you see how that speaks exactly to the situation we are in right now. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Look at verse 17. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. In other words, think before you act. Seek the face of God. You need to gain understanding of this season that we are in. What is happening physically is not all that is happening. Okay? The Bible says in verse 16, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Can you see that? In every situation, there are opportunities. In every challenge, there is an opportunity. The days are evil, but in these evil days, there are opportunity. How do I make the most of them? How do I maximize my moment? Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. In other words, in this season, you've got to be strategic. You've got to be proactive. Don't just let things happen to you, okay? You've got to be on top of things. Be proactive. Be strategic in this season. The days are evil, but there are opportunities in these evil days, all right? What it means, therefore, is that where you are today is the result of what you did with your opportunities in the past. Okay, regardless of how tough things are or how robust things are for you right now, where you are today is the result of what you did with the opportunities that the past presented you. So to make the most of opportunities, because there are opportunities in this season, to make the most of these opportunities, first, you have to see them. Okay, you have to see them. In these evil days, you have to see opportunities. Believe me, there are opportunities. Let me give you a few examples. Do you know that some businesses, especially online businesses, are thriving at this time? Internet providers are thriving at this time. Shipping companies are thriving at this time. People who do online supermarkets, who shop for people online, they are thriving at these times. There are companies that are hiring right now, while some companies are laying people off. If you are in the medical field, you are working. You have to be working. If you service the medical field, you are going to be making money at this time, okay? And so there are opportunities in this season. big opportunities in this is, let me give you a very good example. There is this internet service provider that we use for the church. And yesterday they gave us a call and they said, because we know that most churches are operating online in this time, we've decided that any volume of data you buy, we give you double. No strings attached, because we want to facilitate your ministry at this time. When I got the call, I felt like, wow. Okay, we're not going to pay more and they're going to give us more. Now, somebody's wondering what's in it for them. It's loyalty from the customer. They know that the customer needs them in this season and they're stepping up their game. This is the time for them to serve us well so that we can serve the church very well. And if the season is over, we don't want to leave that kind of a service provider. So there are opportunities in this season. The question is, you've got to see them, okay? You've got to see them. Now, this is the big idea I came to share tonight. Write it down. The wise believer bears fruit in every season. I'll say it again. The wise believer bears fruit in every season. I'll say it one more time. The wise believer bears fruit in every season. Psalm 1 and verse 3, the Message Bible says, you are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. Let me read that again. Psalm 1 verse 3, Message Bible. It says, you are a tree replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month, never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You know what it means? What this means? It means that, look, there is a purpose for every season in your life. Okay? There is a purpose for this season. The first thing we have to do is to ask God. The first thing is to seek God in this season, for us to set out our spiritual antennas and to pick God. What is your purpose for me in this season? What is hidden in this season for me? Let's pray.